The rescue is still ongoing. So far, the total number of people that were injured was 117, and the number of the dead so far is 65, adults 41, and children 24. 60 bodies have already been collected for burial, and 5 bodies not yet identified, and we're expecting the chief government chemist is probably going to undertake a DNA test to determine the family members of those 5 people who could bodies who could not be identified. The camp that we are having right now for survivors has a total of 190, and the government is taking care of everything, food, shelter for these people, and medical treatment that they need. So far, those are the numbers. But actually, a total of 1,150 families have lost their residency, and that's a total of 5,600 people in a small town of Kateshi and the surrounding villages, about 8 of them.
Is this the rainy season in Tanzania? In other words, is this place, this region, is it prone to floods?
It's now a rain season, but most importantly, that in September, the public was notified by the authority that El Nino is going to start in the first week of October all the way to the first week of January. And it's covering almost all parts of the country, including this part. But this part is not prone to floods. And what has happened, actually, technically cannot be categorized as flood. Because what happened is a mountain range here. That's where you have soft rocks. With a heavy rainfall, those soft rocks absorbed a large amount of water. And eventually, we had a kind of a mudslide or landslide. And it came down, washed away a village and some other parts along the way. Otherwise, it's normally a normal way for water coming down from the mount all the way to the village. And on that day, unfortunately, in the early morning of the 3rd of December, it turned out to be something else. That mudslide also took away some trees and rocks and everything, and basically washed away part of a village called Gendabi.
So President Samia Suluhu Hassan has cut short her trip to the COP28 nationally now. What is the government doing?
The government, actually, we have about 10 ministers there, and they are under the coordination of a minister who is responsible for that under the Prime Minister's office. We also have the Technical Committee of the National Disaster. We also have members of our security and defense forces working hard with the people who are there and some other volunteers to rescue whatever is possible. The government has sent equipment, and we are still expecting to receive more. There is an emergency camp for survivors. The president has ordered that the government pay for the funeral of all those victims of the disaster. The government is also taking care of the cost of those who have been hospitalized. We are expecting the visit of our president on the 7th of December.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, James.